This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty Media.com. I wanted to tell you thank you. Go to GCN, Genesis Communication Networks, and you will see for yourself that live gauge. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts in over 156 cities. Yeah, wow. Believe it or not. You know, that's one of the things that humors me. Going back to something we were talking about earlier, you know, Bradley, if you'd be nicer to people, maybe more people would listen to you. Well, they're not the ones that have ears to hear, are they? Because if they were, they would adhere to that truth. I mean, folks, if you can find in Scripture where Jesus was like, here, let's put it this way. Go ahead and check out the way Jesus communicated to his apostles, his disciples. You know, can you imagine just saying after Peter told Jesus he's not going up to the Jerusalem to be crucified, and Jesus looks at him, calls him Satan, and says, get behind me, Satan, for you savor the things that be of men and not of God. Boy, can you imagine them just saying, oh, this guy, man, he's just something else. He's not very nice to his followers. That just can't happen. Just don't want anything to do with it. Can you imagine when Jesus was overthrowing the tables and the money changers and took his whip and started whipping things up and down? Can you imagine? Oh, that, man, that guy's, he's a cult leader, man. And I speak as a man, by the way. He's a cult leader. Oh, I just, can you, Jesus, you know, if you'll just be a little bit nicer. What about Matthew 23 when he spends the whole time rebuking the Pharisees and tells you to beware of the religious hypocrites and the Herodians? Can you imagine all those people are, oh, you know what? He's angry. He's angry. Oh, that's anger. That's anger that I hear. You know, I just, maybe if he'd be a little bit nicer to people, maybe he'd have more people around him. Oh, my goodness. Like, what about when he was walling them, which means he was damning them to hell because they refused. They rejected the counsel of God against themselves. Oh, maybe Jesus, I don't know. This is what they do. This is deconstructing the Jesus Christ of the Bible. Well, maybe if you were nicer. No, you know, here, let me go fast forward real quick. I desire what David desired. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. And if they don't do neither one, I don't have time for them. And neither should you. And if you would take a biblical look at the Word of God and put this up against 1 Corinthians 15:31, corrupt communication, or bad company corrupts good communications, maybe that's what more people would be doing. Maybe they'd be more critical of the things that they tolerate than to tolerate them to their own demise. People don't think that way, do they? No, they don't. Everything that they talk about is always based on their emotions. It's always based on what they like or what they don't like. Well, I can tell you this right now, folks. If the Bible teaches you anything else, it teaches you to die to yourself. D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, said that nobody wants to die to themselves, right? I was talking to a lawman the other day, and he was talking about losing weight. And I said, well, if you look at Diet Pop, there is a reason it says die before it has the T, right? Because it's the discipline to your flesh. That's what it is. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. He didn't say anything. No, folks, let me say this. Your emotions must go to the cross. Boy, if I'm going to offend you, let's just go all the way in. Your emotions must go to the cross because it's not about your emotions, right? You listen to the old-time preachers, they loved fiery preachers. Today, oh, what's that guy's problem? He must be a cult leader or something. Maybe, Bradley, if you were a little bit nicer, maybe you would get more people to call in. I'm not looking for followers. I'm just driving you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. I remember one time we were out street preaching in downtown Minneapolis, and a lady came over and said, "That's not my Jesus." And I looked at her and I said, "You're probably right. It isn't your Jesus. Because you're serving the modern day version, and the Lord said the second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and then you have the audacity to call it love when you overlook what God condemns." Right? No, you're right. Different Jesus, different gospel. Yep. You might want to read Galatians 1. Let that man be accursed if he preaches anything but Christ crucified. And what these people are at large? Oh, Bradley, you just need to be a little bit nicer. Oh, I got one guy that calls me up. I don't know who gave him a free pass to do so. But every once in a while I'll hear from him. You know how you are, Bradley. How I am. What do you mean, how I am? You know, you're so black and white about everything. Well, I don't see Scripture any other way. Maybe you need to reprove yourself rather than you thinking that you have a pass to go ahead and correct me according to your perverted, rested version of Scripture. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I desire Christ, period. And him crucified. Guess what that means? I'm also crucified with him. And that is not fun going to the cross, is it? Nope. But that's where the power of God unto salvation lies. And those that don't understand that and those that refuse to go there, guess what? The Bible calls you enemies of the cross of Christ. Read Philippians 3. Remember when Jesus, going back to Jesus again in John 6, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, soul food. They couldn't hear that. It was soul food, right? The Bible says many of his disciples said this is a hard saying, and they turned and walked away. Yep. Those are the ones that said, you know, there's something wrong with that guy. You know, I don't know why he's so angry about it. I don't know why he's so passionate about the things that he does. And then he's asking the question, of course, why is it that you're not passionate about it? Yeah, right. That's how it works here. When people say stupid things to me, it's like, what? What are you talking about? And I'm not trying to put my place in the place of Christ in any sense of the word, but I do want to remind everybody that I am not the standard here. Jesus Christ is, and we're going to continuously follow him regardless if you like it or not. We're going to remain faithful to him. We're not looking to appease men, okay, so we can have a ginormous following on social media platforms. And even furthermore, and speaking of that, it's interesting to note that you'll notice that when those that have large followings on social media platforms, if they don't offend sponsors, if they don't offend big tech, they remain. I guess the question that we should be asking as Christians is, why is it that they're not offending big tech, who's operating in a subversive manner to American government, right? Well, let's just leave it there. Let's get back to this in just a minute here. We're going to get to the... Well, we're just kind of leading up to it right now. We had a phone call, as I said, during the last of the last segment there, the last of first hour, and a caller by the name of Steve called in and said, you know, what is it that these kids are being taught? And over the last 3.5 minutes, I showed you the games that were being played. After Columbine, they created a game called Columbine, where you could go in into a library and shoot up as many kids as you could, and then you were congratulated by Satan. The Supreme Court says that's free speech. Then there was a game called Doom, where you would shoot demons. You had to hit them in the brain, right, to score high. Then they have games called Grand Theft Auto, where you could have sex with prostitutes, sound effects all-inclusive, shoot at police officers. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a couple more, because now they go to the pedophiles in the church. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Well, I see we've started a couple fires. Hey, you can come to me if you'd like to, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this in answering Steve's question as to what is it that our children have been taught. I got about a minute left. But folks, you can't make up what it is that they're teaching the kids, at least as far as the fruit that they're bearing. Luke 7:35, Matthew 7:16, because it's the older people that are teaching their kids and how to do it. Check this out. It's going to go to the church in just a moment, and it's a game about pedophiles. Check it out. This game is where the players survive the scenes by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters.
Hunters.
Occasionally with firearms, but primarily by stealthily executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. The rating at the end of each level is largely affected by the gruesomeness of the killings and the speed of completion. Executions are preferred in order to gain a higher score, thus encouraging players to play as viscerally as possible. The player uses a wide variety of weapons, ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in this game. If the player is running out of health, painkillers can be found which replenish health. The player can strike walls or throw items such as bottles, cans, bricks, and severed heads to make noise to distract hunters. Why do kids kill? Come on, America. Who's teaching them how to kill? Yeah, you know what? What's interesting is I'm trying to find in that particular place the video of the pedo priest. Hang on one second, folks. Again, we're doing live radio. And I want to show you a trailer. And I thought I had it on there. Forgive me. They have games called Predator. Gang affiliates. It's just incredible. The things that kids are being taught. And then when they act out what it is that they've been taught, they're trying to figure out why the kids are acting that way. Yeah, you can't make it up. Train it. up a child in the way that he or she will go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it, and they still can't figure out what it is. Well, listen, if you take a kernel of wheat and you throw it into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce, right? It's going to reproduce after its own kind. When you look at the kids today, you look at people in general, I guarantee you, friends, you would understand what's going on in your life if you look behind you to see as to the crop that you've raised in your life in the present, because you've sown those seeds in the past. That's what's happening here. You reap what you sow. Read Galatians 6:7 when you get a moment. And for some reason or another, friends, going back to the pedo priest, it's not pulling anything up. And I highly doubt that they pulled that game. But it was called pedo priest. And it would be about how Catholic priests would prey on the children. And don't think just for any moment, friends, that it's the Catholics doing this as well, or all by themselves. No, the evangelicals are all a part of this as well. Okay? The churches have been preying on children far too long in this country, and they must lawfully be dealt with. Now they're advocating it as if it was normal, right? Through these drag queens and the crimes that they're committing against children, they want you to think that it's normal. Even have said senators in some states that are trying to normalize sex between men and children. Again, you can't make it up. So with that said, friends, let's do this. I want to show you the hypocrisy of what's going on. Or should I do this? Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do this. I want to bring you into a school, and then I'm going to bring you over to the Hollywood and Washington anti-gunners, how they are the ones that, in fact, are responsible for promoting gun violence. Okay? And I'm also going to show you the very things that I was talking about during the first show and yesterday's show concerning their armed security details. So you'll see for yourselves. These are the anti-gunners, and look at all the armed gunmen around them protecting them from the people that they are to serve. Okay? What I want to do is I want to go in back to Texas really quick, and I want to show you a mother who ran into the school and what it is that she described as to what took place during that shooting. Okay, now I got to say this too. I question it because it's from the mainstream media, because we've caught crisis actors several times. I'm not saying that in this particular situation, but I am cautious of it. Okay, so let's just go ahead and show you what CBS wanted us to hear concerning this mother. Let's see what she has to say.
U.S. Marshals started coming toward my car saying that I wasn't allowed to be parked there. And he said, well, we're going to have to arrest you because you're being very uncooperative. I said, well, you're going to have to arrest me because I'm going in there. And I'm telling you right now, I don't see none of y'all in there. Y'all are standing with snipers and y'all are far away. If y'all don't go in there, I'm going in there. He immediately put me in cuffs.
She says after Uvalde police officers told marshals to uncuff Gomez, she ran towards the school.
Oh, look at all those big bad boys.
First gate fence.
Cowards.
And once I jumped it, I went to my son's class, and I knocked on the door, and I remember the teacher saying, I'm like, hey, they're already bolt cutting the fence to get me. She's like, you think we have time to get out? I said, you'll have time. I'm going to run for my other son.
Once she was assured her son was okay,
a mother runs into the school, arrested by the police because they were doing nothing.
Tried to stop her.
So I start yelling, and I'm being a cooperative, and I'm like, well, y'all aren't doing what are y'all doing? Y'all ain't doing Y'all need to be in here. Give me your vest. Somebody give me a vest. Something. I started paying attention to how far the shots were being, so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So when I went to my second son's door, the teacher didn't want to open the door for me. So that's when they started escorting me out. And as I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son and I get him.
With both of her kids out safe, Gomez still can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it.
While you were inside the school, did you see officers inside the school?
There was not one officer inside the school when I ran to my second son's class. There was not one officer.
Not one officer, friends.
So you knew
that. You could hear the gunshots. It was still active. The gunshots were still active. They were not in there. There was no one in there. If anything, when I pulled up, my car was closer to the school than where the snipers and everybody.
Okay, so let's just stop there for a moment. We're watching a mother that was arrested by the police because the police were doing nothing. She said, snipers, you've seen all these big bad boy cowards, right? These are the guys that drive in their pickups and they have bad boy stickers on the back of their windows, right? These are the ones that have stickers on the back of their bumpers that say these colors don't run until it's time to play the man. This is another woman that shows you what men have become in this country. And I'm high-fiving her. When she broke into the school because the police were doing nothing, she said, She was asked the question by CBS News, was there any other police officers inside of the school? She said, not a one. Not a one. But she kept hearing the shots. I want everybody to think for a moment. Why would they stand down and allow a shooter to go into a school? Why were they giving the stand down orders? You got to answer the question. Could it be that if there's more carnage, there's going to be more outcry from the American people? And also keep in mind, friends, the narrative is directed at guns. While most people aren't even thinking that we have to get rid of guns, case in point, Epoch News just sent me over an article on an individual. Here, I'm going to give it to you right now so you can hear for yourself. But I believe it was Epoch News that just sent me. Maybe I deleted it. Forgive me if I did. But it was a representative that was a representative that said he is going to ban AR-15s. He's done. The people got rid of them. The media is not speaking on the behalf of the people. They're speaking on the behalf of the people that want to disarm you. That's what you got to think about here, okay? But I just want you to think of this, going back to my point. The more carnage, the more of an outcry. And there's the media to direct the narrative or the talking points to the debate of guns when most people aren't even thinking guns. Because what stops these assailants? Men with guns. Right? I shared with you yesterday, I did a whole show on this not too long ago, and I could pull the article up, but it's a whole nother show. But I have all of the numbered eyewitnesses to Columbine. I have videos of eyewitnesses of kids that saw more than two shooters. Many saw up to five to six inside of Columbine. I highlighted yesterday, friends, that when you look at the film of Eric and Dylan in that school, the tape is redacted more than it's not. Okay? Many of these videos have been expunged because they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. What happened during that whole school shooting? They tried to go for guns under Clinton and was stopped in its tracks. Why? Because the people would have none of it. Did you also know that there was 300 SWAT team members outside of that school during that shooting, and they didn't go in either? And you know what they said? They didn't know what they were up against. Why are they allowing shooters to shoot up as many kids as they possibly can? Because could it be they want to see what the outcry may be? Hey, folks, going back to Columbine, over 101 eyewitnesses said there was more than two shooters, up to six shooters. Some of the kids that were shot said it was not Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold that shot them. We need to start questioning everything the mainstream media is throwing our way, friends, because they're liars and there's no truth in them. John 8:44. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro was arrested after trying to board a flight at an airport in Nashville. Per an unsealed court document, Navarro was indicted on charges of contempt of Congress after repeatedly defying the orders of the House committee investigating the January 6 riot.
President Biden cannot decide what our rights as Americans are. That's not the role of the executive branch. He's picking and choosing to basically try to take our Second Amendment rights away.
That was Representative Chuck Fleischmann on Newsmax. His comments come after President Biden urged Congress to pass strict gun control laws. This is USA Radio News. Investigators are trying to unlock the iPhone belonging to the gunman of the Texas elementary school mass shooting.
Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Carnival Mardi Gras rescued 16 people stranded at sea. It was on the last day of its 7-day journey when crew members spotted the tiny vessel off the coast of Cuba. The Cuban migrants were brought on board for safety. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. There we are, social media platforms. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call us in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go back to the mom that was questioned about why it is that she ran into the school. Okay? Well, she already answered that she wasn't going to stand there and watch the cops do nothing. The police officers arrest her. She's freed up, runs into the school, gets out her children out of danger's way. And then she's asked by a CBS useful idiot as to, did you see other police inside of the building, the school? She said not a one, but she kept hearing the shooting go off. Boy, that's giving someone a free hand, isn't it? Sure is. Let's get back to her and see what she has to say in ending here.
Somebody that was laying on the ground where?
When you heard that it took law enforcement 75 minutes before they went in and stopped the shooting.
75 minutes.
Having been inside the school yourself.
I don't know. I was just thinking that they could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom and maybe two or three would have been gone, but they could have saved a whole...
Yeah, see, but friends, it's not about saving lives anymore. It's about saving their own butts, because we also know that there was reports of police officers that went in and saved their own kids out of that school. I'm talking about the bad apples here, friends, because I don't know anybody in law enforcement that would have stood outside of that building. One of the things that only you can answer, Americans, is why were they given the stand-down order? Why would a shooter have a, first of all, why would a shooter shoot outside for 12 minutes, unimpeded, nobody stopped him? Why would a teacher jar the door open for him to get inside of the school, we're told, and then shoot at will? And a mother has to go in and break into the school to save her children, not seeing one other police officer, but hearing the shooter. Folks, let me say it this way. I'm not going to play stupid. I'm not going to play stupid. That's how it becomes a mass murder. But again, we had people that were involved that went inside. Real heroes, heroic spirits, an off-duty policeman who took a weapon and took him out, the shooter, we're told. So what took down that shooter? Another man with a gun. But again, what are we hearing all day long? You know what? We got to get rid of the guns. No, we got to get rid of bad politicians. We need to re-educate our children into education rather than allowing the federal government to indoctrinate them. We need to clean up Hollywood. We need to clean the courts. We need to vet the courts. We need to clean up our governments. And that's only going to happen when we repent before God and when we're born of the Spirit, John 3:3, Acts 20, verse 21. And we bring forth fruits of repentance. That's when it's going to happen. By the way, you know when you're born of the Spirit, when you bring forth fruits of repentance. If there's no fruit being born of repentance, you're not born of the Spirit. It's impossible. Doesn't make any sense. So let's do this now. Let's go forward. I got two more segments. I'm going to show you what it looks like when a government means to disarm. It's not good. Before we get to that, I want to show you the hypocrisy that stinks to high heaven when it comes to Hollywood and corrupt politicians. Okay? I want you to check this out, friends. This is, to say the least, priceless. Anti-gunners promote gun violence? Hypocrites. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson said that, Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, in 1776. It is interesting to me to see the blatant hypocrisy of them that are to serve the people when they attempt to try and do a disservice by asking us, we the people, to do the opposite of what it is that they themselves do. For example, the People's Pope, of all people, was in America attempting to perpetuate global anti-gun propaganda? What does the Pope have to do with guns, you might ask? That's what I'm asking. Exactly. Aside of the obvious, Pope Francis is the one who said, people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Yet, I noticed that he had 18 armed gun-toting Secret Service members himself from the people that he is supposed to serve. Oh, and P.S., along with the bulletproof glass on his car, it's funny because I didn't see Jesus doing that when he was serving the people. What did the current president, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru, he said that he wants to keep America safe, therefore he wants to stop gun violence. Well, how does he want to do that? Well, he wants to disarm you. This all the while, he has 25 armed Secret Service in view when he goes public to prevent himself from the people, again, that he is to serve. William Pitt the Younger, in a speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783, said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the arguments of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Tench Cox said in the Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789, as civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private
arms. There you have it right there.
Since when is it government's business to attempt to strip the rights of the American people away from them? It isn't. Neither do they have the constitutional authority to do so. Thomas Jefferson said, the Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. Samuel Adams, who happened to say, in the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States for peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. So therefore, apparently, the above said, these anti-gunners have not read the Bill of Rights, which are, in truth, thou shall not to those that serve we the people. But, and I said but, if the government can get you asking the wrong questions, well, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. The way they do this is to create an unlawful debate. A debate where they desire to gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given rights in an attempt, again, to disarm you. Remember what John F. Kennedy said. He said, "The rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God." So let me reiterate. Government does not have a right to tear down the Constitution and its enumerated laws in an attempt to recreate one that fits a global agenda and a global government. Oh, speaking of which, what of the United Nations? The United Nations would have you believe that they are there to keep the peace, but if you take the time to pull their cover, you will see the peace they mean to keep is through arms. The gun with a knotted snub nose on a pistol in front of the headquarters in New York contradicts their message outside of their building. Because when you go inside of the building, guess what's standing there? Armed guards protecting the workers within with guns from guess who? Anybody that would intrude and bring harm. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith, the debates in the several states' conventions on the adoption of the federal Constitution, June 14, 1788. And there is only one reason, folks. There would be a global gun initiative to disarm all citizens except those in government. There's only one reason. Because again, going back to Noah Webster, on an examination of the leading principles of the federal Constitution, October 10, 1787, he said, "Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are almost in every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops."
Amen.
As our forefathers again replied with, to tyranny, what country can preserve its liberties if the rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Thomas Jefferson, a letter to James Madison, December 20, 1787, said, "Let them take arms." So let me ask you, who knows better about the Second Amendment and what it means more than the Founding Fathers who threw off a tyrant? Article 2, Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officials, might I add, that want you disarmed. Who said that? George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788. What, sir, is the use of the militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins.
Pay attention.
Representative Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress 750, on August 17, 1789.
So, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this, friends, and I'm going to get to the actors as well as the politicians that are playing the hypocrites every step of the way, Matthew 23, verse 3. We're going to take a quick break. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's keep going on with this because I want to show you the political hypocrites as well as the actors. Remember, they're actors promoting gun violence. They have armed guards too, but they want to disarm us peasants, right? Not going to happen. Check this out. June 5th of 1778, he told the American people Patrick to Henry guard said, with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. So, folks, what we find is the United Nations protects themselves with the use of arms. The president is protected by the use of arms. The Pope is protected by the use of arms. The governors are protected by the use of arms. Congress is protected with the use of arms. Celebrities defend themselves with the use of arms. What? Yes, I said celebrities. In fact, the celebrities that teach you how to commit the crime with guns are in fact the ones that are anti-gunners, helping politicians attempt to strip you of the right to bear arms.
Sean Connery committing gun violence on screen.
Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Isn't that lovely? It's Hollywood for you. Matt Damon promotes gun violence. These are all anti-gunners. Mr. Tough Guy.
When I say anti-gunners, they have armed security. Jack Nicholson, now, they have armed security, but they think that the government should disarm you. It's just incredible. Sylvester Stallone, oh my goodness, the hypocrisy, beheadings, blowing people out of existence with high-powered weapons. Jeremy Reiner's another one. These are all individuals who commit gun violence on the screen. They're armed themselves, but believe that you peasants should be disarmed. George Clooney, they're all actors, just like corrupt politicians. Okay? Promote gun violence. Sharon Stone promotes gun violence, but they believe politicians should disarm the American people. See how this works, friends? They work hand in glove. Oh, so over embellished. Michael Douglas is another one.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast. Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry. Yeah. Hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Oh, my God! Calm down. Just calm down, everybody.
Yep.
Sit down over there.
They promote the crime and want you disarmed. Jennifer Garner is another one. They're all hypocrites, friends. And by the way, I don't care what they want. I'm just showing you the hypocrisy, the double-mindedness. Kevin Costner's another one. It's just incredible. Gun violence promoted. And they believe that you should be disarmed.
You have Hollywood teaching the people at large as to how to commit the crimes, and then they have politicians that will gun grab, along with the Supreme Court, the same court.
Why do you think they're put up, friends? Read Matthew 4.
Through their version.
Just bow down unto me, I'll give it all to you, right? They got to work with the other crops.
As if to suggest that there is a right to break the law. Get the point? See, America tolerates these same people to send the message to ourselves and to our children. But on school property, this is a gun-free zone. And if in case of any emergency, call someone that has a gun. That is, if you don't lose your life first.
Okay, so you guys all get it. I do want to finish the show up by highlighting something that I promised that I would highlight. And what is that? What happens when a government disarms, because this is the direction that we are going right now. And for my weekend friends, I just got to tell you what I said to my week out friends. No, there is no debate. There's no gun debate. So when you hear these politicians in the mainstream media driving the same direction, saying about how we need to disarm, you first. And that doesn't mean I'm going to disarm, because I'm not going to. You didn't give me my rights, and you're not going to take my rights away. Now, the way your rights go away is when you forfeit them. There is no gun debate. Okay? When it comes to the issue of disarmament or allowing corruption incumbent to disarm us further, no. No. Okay? Mass murderer Adolf Hitler at dinner talk on, that's what it was reported as, dinner talk on April 11th, 1942, said, "The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non, okay, Latin, for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order, which was not law or order, throughout the occupied Russian territories. And a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country." Okay? That was Adolf Hitler. What was his resolve? And also pay attention, friends. Many times he would say what the people wanted to hear, just like any other politician in America. They did just the exact opposite. Adolf Hitler established gun control in 1938. And from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies were unable to defend themselves. They were all rounded up and exterminated. I want to take you a step further. If you look at the history of those political dissidents towards Adolf Hitler, many of them were so self-deceived that even behind the wire fence, prior to Adolf Hitler genociding the rest of them, they still believed these people that were behind these barbed wire fences, they still believed somehow or another that Adolf Hitler needed them, only to find themselves standing before the judge because they didn't do what they should have done when they had the time to do it. Is that clear? Okay. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader, mass murderer of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, "If the opposition disarms, well and good, but if it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves," and he did. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control, and from 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable, those that didn't go along, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Notice what they had to do before they could do it. I always make reference to 1 Samuel 13:22 as to how the oppressors of the children of Israel oppressed. Guess what, friends? They disarmed them. They disarmed them. It's also interesting to note that Joseph Stalin, again, taking it a step further, did go door to door, rounding up political dissidents because they were unarmed, and at length killed them all. Okay? I also want you to understand, folks, that history is going to repeat itself in this country if we don't get a hold on common sense and a hold of common sense here and hold corrupt politicians accountable for the crimes that they do, in fact, mean to commit against you in many cases. Don't act like they don't know what they're doing, friends. They do. But again, keep in mind it applies to you, but it doesn't apply to them. Matthew 23, verse 3. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? After Joseph Stalin died, did you know that many in Russia, they called Joseph Stalin the mass murderer of their own people? They called him the father to that nation. Can't make it up. Same thing with Mao Zedong. Matter of fact, I'm going there right now. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. All of you gun owners, do not disarm. Don't sell you and your families out that way, because that is your last means of defense. And that is a mercy of the Lord. And read Luke 11:21-22 when you get a moment. But Mao Zedong said war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. That's right. Who is calling for gun control? Those that are armed. It's not about the gun, it's about the control that they mean to wield over your lives. Okay? China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. This is history, and if you fail to learn from it, it's bound to repeat itself. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.